We've got breaking news out of the collegiate ranks. I've seen some horribly disturbing images. I don't know. Withers was traveling last night. He is not, I repeat, not taken. He is not an enemy of the state. I don't know why people keep saying that.
A guy can't go to Kazakhstan no more. A guy can't just take a random trip. Yeah. A little Monday, a steak in Albania.
But we had to get your thoughts on these images and everything that came out. Bill Belichick, Washington Huskies? What's going on?
I couldn't believe it. I told the pilot, I said, stop the flight. I said, what word do I have to say to get you to stop the flight? He said, I can't say that out loud, then I'd have to stop the flight. Mm-hmm. But no, jarring news. Jarring news. Wish I would have heard it straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the Husky's mouth, but
he did tell you he wouldn't make a decision without running it by you first. Very strange. Looks good in the gray hoodie, though. It's like he's always been there. In all seriousness, I saw this news breaking last night. Coach Calipari was openly flirting with the Arkansas Razorbacks. What? And I went to your timeline because I knew you'd be in the air, but I didn't know when. And it had been some hours since you had tweeted. I said, that's not good. This man has no service. He's watching Oppenheimer on a 3-inch screen. None the wiser.
Running it back. I much prefer it that way. With the way the text came, like immediate, like you land, you hit him. It was like 15 texts, missed calls. One, I thought somebody had died.
Sure.
Two, it was only like, oh my gosh, have you heard? Is this true about Kentucky's coach? Then I thought Calipari had died. I was like, oh my God, did he die? And then I saw the news. I think maybe my last tweet before I shut it down was the rumors picking up. And I put the little detective emoji. So this wasn't a complete surprise. But I will say I did think he was dead upon first. Like, before I had more information.
That's what I wanted to text you, but nothing that would lead you down a dead path. I said, impossibly excited for your flight to land and for you to see the news. That makes it seem like something positive has happened.
Yeah, but some of it was the double. Hey, is this true about Kentucky's coach? My old man just sending like, wow, exclamation point. And then other just like links to like, you can only see the link to, I'm not sure who officially broke the story. And it's like, oh, man, Pete Thamel, CBS, confirming Calipari dead, 62. Oh, my God. No, but I do have to say two things. First, I do have to say thank you to John Calipari. Like 15 years, 12 total SEC titles, 4 Final Fours, the championship, being relevant, just being relevant again after a decade, like the decade plus before you got there, we hadn't made a Final Four. So I have to say thank you for that. The second thing I have to say, January 6th, 2021, in Washington, D.C., whatever happened there, Kentucky's next game was, I think, 2, maybe 3 days after that. And the Kentucky basketball team decided to kneel during the national anthem, and John Calipari decided to kneel with them. He lost a lot of support in the state that day that he never got back. The support that honestly would have probably kept him afloat during this. And I think he knew he was going to lose that support in that state in particular, and he did it anyway. So I will thank him for those two things. I also believe I said after they spelled his name wrong in the newspaper, yeah, I said they're going to do something to piss him off to make him leave. I don't know if it was, I mean, Calipari with a K, that might have been the final straw, because it sounds like these talks have been going on since like February. So this is nothing immediate. I think they were going to start telling him either like who he could and could not have like on his staff, the way to do things. And I think it honestly makes the most sense that Arkansas, not the NBA, not UCLA, not all these other places that he's like entertained in the past. It was Arkansas. So I guess I legitimately do wish him as well as somebody that we're going to have to play every year. Like somebody who's in our conference. Like if they make the Sweet 16 but don't play us along the way, like that means nothing. No, never mind to me. Right. So I wish him well in that sense. It's gonna be so weird to see him in that red though, man, and that shade of red.
Not not horribly different than the red he started with at UMass.
Whatever happened there. The thing I found out, one, well, two things. One, Arkansas apparently just has the biggest bucks to be throwing around, like the Tyson, Chicken Dude, Walmart money, and Jerry Jones, which led me to say, why the fuck has their football team not been that? That's right. That was my first thought before any of this. They won four games this year.
Big baseball hours. That baseball team's been humming for years. Every other sport, mediocre at best.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is like, I'm more of a round ball type. If I could buy the Mavericks, I would. I was one of these Cowboys today to be Mark Cuban.
That is very funny. Yeah, what have they been? They gave Darren McFadden the Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis. Yeah, Peyton Hillis backfield. They put that on layaway. They've been paying that for the last 15 years. Now they can finally like spend multiple, again.
I think Kentucky's had a 10-win season in football more recently than Arkansas. And they've also had like four wins or less, like four times in the past decade. I'm like, that's like us winning nine games in basketball. That shouldn't happen.
No. But they were just waiting in the weeds for Calipari to become available is not the right word, but what's with your, is it the AD, by the way, who's like, Cal hasn't told me anything playing these little coy games.
Well, when they did a, I don't even know what to call it, a press conference. They were both sitting in a room looking held hostage, not unlike myself right now. Like 2 weeks ago, it was like this. Yeah, we are fine. This is fine. This is good. And I do know that part of the lifetime contract, he has to tell them if he's engaging in any kind of talks. Sure. So if he was saying like, hey, I don't, like, he can't have those talks contractually without me, if he was saying that. It has, I mean, been sort of a cold war between the two. That's why it feels like this was going to happen. This probably is the best way it could have happened. He was not going to step down from that job and money. They were not going to take the $30+ million buyout. But if he leaves, there's no buyout. So feels best for both sides. Like, I wish, again, as well as I could, but I'm more pissed with the Kentucky fans. They're just like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Did y'all not just watch the last 5 years? Like, what are you talking about? Did you not watch the previous, like the time before him? I wear Kentucky hats, brother, not Calipari hats. Let's go long before him. It's going to go after him.
Who are like the top names you hear being thrown around for the job now?
Thrown around by me or by those with reputable sources and information?
One and the same from where I'm sitting, but whichever you prefer.
I just had breakfast with Mitch Barnhart, not to tell any tales out of school. Mm-hmm. I hold three calls. They're going to have to tell me no. Danny Hurley with a blank check. He's going to have to tell me no. Jay Wright with a blank check. He's going to have to tell me no. Dawn Staley with a blank check. She's going to have to tell me no. After I get those three, then the coaching search can really begin.
I think you've got the Dawn pitch wrong. You have to call her and tell her she can't coach Kentucky.
With that, I was going to say, we got to strategize there. Because I'll say, Dawn, you know, we'd love to have you. This is just too big of a school for you. You couldn't do them both at the same time. That's the problem. That's ridiculous. Slide the contract.
She'd sign it with a knife. Fuck you.
And your blood. Yeah. For the people that don't know, from 2001 to 2006, Dawn Staley made six straight WNBA All-Star teams, won an Olympic gold medal as a player, and won the Conference Coach of the Year at Temple two times. She was doing all that at the same time. So now that she's only focusing on coaching, yeah, she's going undefeated. How about
interesting. Interesting how that works.
And she only started coaching because they took a meeting. They were like, Don, we just really wanted to kick your tire. We know you couldn't do this. He says, I couldn't do this? Bet. So Don, if you live, I'd love to offer you the job. You just couldn't. There's no way. There's no way.
It would never work. I think that's my new get-rich-quick scheme. It's telling Dawn Staley she couldn't possibly buy me these Balenciagas. She couldn't. She wouldn't dare.
10 pair to his house today. Box them up.
Yeah. I'm like, she's hoisted again by Staley. I just can't win here.
Universal healthcare, Don. You can't fix it. That's a nut you can't crack.
Boom. But, today, we're using Finland strategy. It's implemented.
Yeah, we're done. Everyone is housed and healthy.
If the three of them say no, which I don't. Hurley, it might be perfect time with Hurley if he wins tonight. If he's just like, I've done all I can do here, but it doesn't seem like that's the kind of time he's on. If those three tell you no, and don't you dare say Brad Stevens' name, who else? Who else?
Brad Stevens is my next call.
That's what I said not to say.
Billy Donovan, he's the interesting one. Like, he's a great college coach. I don't think you ever lose that, but will he even want to do NIL, transfer portal, all that stuff? Maybe he's good with making the 9 seed as the Bulls. Like, he might love it. He might love it. But the name, I think it's Nate Oates. I think Nate Oates is probably Alabama's coach is going to be the call. He seems like the right blend of when he gets like 5-star talent, he does well in the portal. He's done well, like transfer, NIL, whatever. Final Four, they've had consistent success. He plays he coaches a modern style of ball, and he's young enough to where it's like, if you hit this, he could just be your guy for the next, like, decade minimum.
Right.
You hope. So he feels like the call. I do not want no Bruce Pearl, no Chris Beard. I don't want I don't want Sean Miller. I think I'm just all set on Sean Miller. And Mark Pope, who played at Kentucky. He's at BYU now. I think it's just two. Those are really big shoes to fill. I think he's got BYU to a couple tournaments. Like, I think he's building it the right way. Like, if this next coach flames out, it's Mark Pope time. But sure. Right now, if I was him, I'd be like, I think I'm set. I don't want to be the guy right after Cal. Those are ones I don't want. And who it probably ends up being, I think, is Scott Drew. If I had to take a bet right now, just he and Barnhart, the AD, are close. He just turned down Louisville. They're like, what's he keeping open? Like, he's had success in this era. He's putting NBA talent into the league now. So if I had to guess, it would be Scott Drew.
And he wasn't on your want or dislike list, so he's just a coach?
He's fine. Like, his championship was either the COVID or the post-COVID year, so he's got the fake ring allegations. But either way, he turned Baylor into a place where you could say, hey, in addition to all the terrible things you've heard about this university over the years, you remember when they cut down the nets? So he feels like a safe hire. I wouldn't hate it. If we're trying to go unsafe, if we're trying to have some shoot the club up fun, it's Ricky Pitino time. That would be the objectively funniest.
Buddy.
Hire. Objectively hilarious. The first Cal and Pitino encounter in Rupp.
What would the reception be for Pitino? Would the state burn down? Would people be thrilled?
Oh, they'd be thrilled. The people never stopped loving. Even I kind of remember that. It was like he left, but like, it was for the NBA and the Celtics. Like, right. He was going to coach Kentucky players. It was like he didn't just leave. He didn't go to Arkansas or something. But also, how long it's been, the ups and downs we've had since then, all the fucking up Rick did, wasn't on our watch, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that was Louisville's dime. I had nothing to do with that.
That was Portini's problems, not mine. I don't know if I would, but that's the breaking case of emergency. Go Rick Pitino for like 4 years and hope Mark Pope is ready when Rick is banned from the NCAA for something.
He's in prison.
All feasible.
Yeah, I mean, 71, obviously, like an objectively good basketball coach, college basketball coach, horrible NBA coach. Wish he never came to the NBA. All my
You talking about Calipari or Pitino? Who are we talking about here?
Yeah, 0-2. ruining the Atlantic Division one team at a time, the both of them. That's obviously what I'm, as someone who has zero rooting interest in this, that's obviously the funniest option, so that's what I'm rooting for.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nate Oates is interesting. Like, I think Nate Oates is, if you can't get Hurley, which I don't think you can, I think Nate Oates is probably the next best. I don't think Brad Stevens ever wants to coach a basketball ever again in his life. He's thrilled.
What? That's my pitch. Like the pitch to Don, you can't do it. My pitch to Brad Stevens, like, hey, you're a college coach at heart. You know that. You just happen to be really good at free agency, making deals and stuff. If you come to college, you could do both. You see a good player, trade some NIL cash for him. Some future 3 stars to be named later. Have the best of both worlds, Braddy.
No, that sounds like hell. The amount of work the college is versus he just, like, he doesn't even have to do all the work in the front office. I'm not trying to undersell what he does. He's been awesome, but he doesn't even have to watch college. He doesn't care about what happens in college. He's like, this first round pick can vamoose. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but when you're a coach, that ain't work to you. Breaking down a 12 and 13 year old tape, hitting this guy, that ain't work to him, man. That's what he does.
I get it.
And I'm hearing he's getting the itch again.
I haven't heard that. What would really piss me off, now that you've mentioned it, you hired the Indiana coach. That job becomes available, and he goes to Indiana.
Listen, that's the whole way we even got here now. The USC coach left for, was it SMU? Arkansas's coach left for USC. And then Cal left, and now we'll see who gets the Kentucky gig.
I'm officially nervous.
I'm removing my name from this, just to be clear.
No, what'd you say? From Kentucky or any jobs?
Oh, just Kentucky. No, I'm Pistons, Spurs, I'm available.
I also don't know this. I mean, the reason we're doing this, we recorded an entire episode yesterday, Sunday, because we knew Withers would be traveling. And then the second he leaves, they were like, hey, let's do something the most they would need to talk about that couldn't wait a week. But since I got you here, have you ever seen someone apologize for a diss track before?
Once. And I wish I hadn't seen that either, getting off the plane.
It was quite a night. Like, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to Twitter. I logged back on when I was ready to go to bed at like 10 p.m. last night. Those were my intentions. I'm sitting there. The Undertaker comes out at WrestleMania. Always ready for Undertaker. When I hear that bell toll, I get excited. So that kept me up another hour. And then I see all these quotes. I see the Calipari stuff brewing. I was like, I saw a lot of college people. The first person who had it didn't seem like the most reputable person. No, I'm not saying anything against their character. Just the way people were reacting to the news was like, this is fake. And then the heavy hitters started coming. Shams got involved. Famel got involved. And it was just like, oh, this is a done deal. It's not even like this might happen. This is done. And then J. Cole at his own festival was just like, I have not been able to sleep since I sent those mildly insulting rhymes at my pal.
I'm thinking about Tupac a week after hit him up. My guys, I think I went too far. He's not that fat. This bitch and I had dinner, a drink at most. Sickle cell is very serious, not to be joked about. Sorry.
I'm picturing Cameron holding a press conference like, listen, I shouldn't have done that to Jay-Z's mom. I shouldn't have put her business in the middle of the street like that.
No further questions.
Nas being like, listen, I should have done more research. That is not what Rockefeller died from. I apologize for insinuating that.
It was the end of his chapter, though, to be clear.
What happened to the game I love? What is this?
How much of the apology? I saw like a 50-second clip. I watched that, but then I saw that was part of like a 3-minute one. I said, I'm not watching that.
I think the total run, the longest video I saw on the matter was like 4 minutes and 30 seconds, which is...
Okay, I didn't see how it...
No, entirely too long. I saw the quotes first, and I know how people get about J. Cole. I was like, this is too hysterical to be true. And then the videos came out, and I said, oh no, this isn't artificial intelligence at all. This is really happening.
He was saying, like, I shouldn't have dissed him, like, because I'm not really a beef. What was the basis? That's, I was like, I feel like there's some context I missed. I didn't even listen to the diss song. I only ever saw the quotes or clips or it being talked about.
He said it was like corny, forced, wasn't him, which is like, that is you. That's your whole career. Hey. You just summed up your whole career. And he was like, we're taking that off streaming. And to be fair to him, he did name the entire project Might Delete This Later. Like, he did hedge his bets ahead of time. But he was like, I love Kendrick Lamar. Who here loves Kendrick? He's one of the best of all time. It's like, he's 5'4", man. Like, what?
Show of hands. Who's here for Kendrick Lamar? The Dreamville Festival.
Yeah, as if he was about to come out on stage. Like, it was I think this was a tougher night for Drake than when the album dropped 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Like, now he has to go to Arkansas. I'm sure he's not thrilled about that. And
if he follows, I've never been more up on Kentucky's chances moving forward.
Of course he will. Cal's his guy. He's going to be in, what is it, Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Get ready to learn Sui, buddy.
So, yeah, brutal night. Just an absolute... And then today I see, like, Punch and all the TDE guys are just, like, laughing out loud on the internet at this.
I feel like Cole had to... Like, he knew that was going to happen, right?
Get laughed at?
Yeah.
I hope so. He doesn't seem that self-aware, to be quite honest with you, so I don't know.
He's either not, or he's the most self-aware. He was like, man, I shouldn't even did this. Let's just be like, never mind, guys. They'll be on the track together in 2 weeks.
They might release that whole album they've claimed to have had for years now. You know what I mean? Like, they, the heart, I don't know.
Fuck Drake. Trio.
Yeah, he's like, listen, Drake, I tried my best. And Drake's like, no, you didn't. You literally you tried did all. Not.
Drake comes out after back to back. It was like, man, that was too mean. I shouldn't have said that stuff about Meek Mill. He's not a smart person. I can't say that those words.
Well, it's like we said it when the track first came out. It didn't seem like J. Cole just happened to be intertwined on this. Like, we know him and Kendrick are pals. We know, like, it was the competitiveness going back to what Kendrick said all the way back on the J. Electronica and Big Sean track.
Control.
Blanking on the name. Control, yeah. Control. He was like, I've got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. And then J. Cole was like, bet, I've got love for you, and I do not want you dead in the slightest. I love you. Come here. And give him a smooch on the head.
The soldier with all the blades in his back, that's J. Cole, while Kendrick just sleeping in his bed.
To me, it felt like when Charles Oakley just had Scottie Pippen pinned up against the chalkboard. Like, that's... Kendrick is Charles Oakley and J. Cole, all the talent in the world, the respect just keeps going. And like all the people who've been defending him online, that's who I care about. These are friends, family members, voters in my district. They've been going to bat for J. Cole since he dropped this track 2 days ago. Now they all look like assholes.
Listen, apparently I missed something. Meek Mill and Wale had a thing. The only thing I saw from that was Wale just had a tweet. He was like, listen, most of these times you end up jumping to somebody beef and they be cool again in 2 days. You look stupid. So excuse me if I sent some of these shits out. I was like, that's a fact.
He's like, I just want to watch wrestling. I'm not too concerned with what anyone
wear colorful shoes, watch wrestling.
Foam posits. Yeah.
And that's it.
But yeah, South Carolina won, like you said. That's all that's happened in the 24 hours since we last spoke.
That's it. Outside of... Caitlin Clark is trash now. I hate to... Don't win a ring, you trash, so they say.
Fear. I do fear. She is garbage, as the kids say. So, yeah.
What could she do? She should come back another year. Transfer to Kentucky with Kenny Brooks and Georgia Moore. That was really, Kaylee, you talk about sending. I know she's been having some issue getting those NIL dollars. So If Kentucky comes in,
her shoes and
scratches at his back,
jersey,
yeah.
her shoes and jerseys did look a bit tattered.
Yeah. So who, Gatorade, you ever heard of them? I never heard in these places. She did Nike that she do deals with. So she like mom and pop stuff. I respect that.
Yeah, she's trying to help the kids out. But yeah, this has been breaking news segment with Taliban Trill Withers and the
Of today's newspaper. It was one last thing. In the championship game tonight, there's one five-star recruit on both teams combined, and he's the fifth leading scorer for UConn. So I'm just ready for it's gonna be the oh man, now Kentucky's not gonna get any recruits. Because getting recruits was definitely not the problem in the John Calipari era.
No.
It's more so like what he did with them. And I'm seeing people like he didn't I can't even say he modernized the offense. He modernized the recruiting. He got better shooters, but they were still running the same old sets. I think that's why they were end up being predictable in the postseason year after year after year. So he got the lifetime contract. I think it was 2019, and we didn't make it past the first weekend since then. So I don't that won't be the case at Arkansas. He's gonna have a deal where I'm sure they're not gonna be like pressing him for Final Four. Like what is success for Arkansas here? Because they were in the Elite Eight 2 of the last 3 years without him. So what is success? Is it only championship? Is it a Final Four? They almost had that with Musselman.
I think with Cal, Kentucky is going to be able to recruit off Calipari as long as his players keep producing in the NBA. You know what I mean? As long as Devin Booker is a face in the NBA, kind of like Duke with Coach K. As long as Tatum's one of the faces of the NBA, they're going to keep eating off of Coach K's legacy
The
with the
branding,
Jared
yeah.
McCain's, yeah, with the branding. So I think that's kind of what Arkansas, I imagine, is looking for. They did lose their coach, so I think if Musselman didn't leave, I don't know that they would replace him with Cal. You know what I mean? I don't think that was their thought
No,
process at
they, I think they
all.
were all set.
Right. But I think this is where it's like, okay, championships are nice, and if we can, I think Cal's got one Final Four run left in him.
I thought so for each of the last 5 years, and I was wrong. Maybe. Now again, he because I'll say this: they're giving him like the pot. If they're going to let him pick the assistants he wants, like if Kenny Payne ends up on that coaching staff, then why? Like maybe they do just get back to business because
Right.
that's another thing that kind of fell off when Kenny Payne left. That was the right-hand man. He's very available now, so if he's ready to move to Fayetteville, they got the NIL bread. They are ready to be a basketball school. I don't care about football. I see. So it definitely could. Yeah, like if he gets Final Four there, it wouldn't surprise. Alabama just made the Final Four. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So make yeah. So I can't say he wouldn't, but it just feels so crazy. Like guys are entering the portal or leaving now, and they're like, "Oh, see, it's happening already." I'm like, these are the same guys, respectfully, that weren't playing well last year, and you yelled at them to be on the bench. And this coach kept them in because of the promises he made to them beforehand. So, which side is it? I saw Kentucky's hired 7 coaches in the past 70 years, and 5 of them won championships. So, if you're just betting on the whole of it, which I think if you were like a fan old enough to remember before Cal, you understand that this would generally be fine. This is a lull, but if it's the blue blood we think and people say it is, it'll be back to business. Business might just be winning 9 games and losing the first round, but we was already doing that. So let's at least have some fun.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day, having fun. And Kentucky fans know that more than anyone. They're in it for the fun, no other reason.
I got if you were a Kentucky fan that just did not like the NBA at all, this is probably the worst year of your life. Honestly,
I'm sure.
the worst years of your life.
That's gonna be what, 25% of the fan base?
Oh, higher than that, buddy. That don't
Right,
watch the NBA at
yeah.
all. Yeah, 55. So that was a when Cal said, I think it was 2020, 12 or 10, I don't know, five first round. He said, this is the most important night in Kentucky basketball history. That's when he lost another set. He might have lost like that whole 55% of the fans. And I was like, I see what he's like. The plan, ideally, you do both. And for a while, we were navigating both pretty well. And then the bottom fell out. Whatever he does now, it wasn't going to happen here. It's like a, I don't know. It is like a long-term relationship. It's like, man, this just ain't going to work out. We've tried. We know each other's pitches. We know it's just time for both sides to move on.
Yeah, I saw a couple. I think Sam Vecenie and a couple other people, or Vecenie and a couple other people, were saying if he had stayed a couple more years, it may have tarnished his legacy with Kentucky. And to some fans, it probably already is a little tarnished. But getting out now, a decade, 15 years from now, you're probably not going to remember these years as much as the final 4 years and the 100 five stars he got in there over 3 year stretches. Like that'll be more. Is he going to get like a library, a statue, or nothing?
He'll get, they'll name the court, if like not the arena, but it'll be John Calipari court, or he'll get something along the practice court, something. Right. And it would be deserved again for all the, I think they show, even with the 5 year lull in his time, he's still, I think, first in wins, first in Final Fours, first in first round picks, all that. So he's still up there, even with the 5 year lull. That's what kind of numbers he was running off. And as we get further away from that, people will definitely remember the totality of it and not just the last 5 years, because his career was more than the last 5 years.
Oh, for sure. Saban gone, Belichick gone, Calipari gone. Pop next. Might be.
I can't. I'm involved in that coaching search, so that's the one I cannot say. My hat is in that ring. Yeah, I think they're all good coaches. I think a lot of qualified coaches. But it is, a lot of these guys, the game is changing, and I think a lot of them are like, okay, I will either like retire, or I have to go somewhere that is willing to play the game. Because I don't know that Cal, to his credit, I don't know if he got all the NIL hope that you would think a school like Kentucky would give. Like Arkansas gave him $5 million, and I did hear Vecenie say like the average SEC school has about $3 million for NIL, and Arkansas just gave him $5 million off the rip. So we're almost doubling that off the rip. If they're going to give him those resources to cook and let him cook, he gonna cook. They don't expect a championship every year. Like, that's part of Kentucky. They expect a championship every year. Don Staley.
The way that was... Yeah, no, for sure. She can't do it. The way it was worded was so... Like, it's the reason... One of the reasons I hate... Yeah, he was like, they've got a $5 million, basically salary cap for NIL. And I was just like, do we see how we're talking about this? Like, I thought the whole purpose of NIL was companies would see a player and be like, oh, I'd like to sponsor that. Not, here's a $5 million pool we've collected that we can just disperse to whomever we feel like. That was where I was just like, man, we've incorporated this into our lexicon so easily that you can see how an actual college basketball salary cap, where the schools had to pay, not just the boosters, could actually be very easy to implement.
Nah. You're talking crazy, man. No. You're being ridiculous. Stop the jive, man.
Every college in America was like, cut his vine. Cut his vine.
I was like, they was eyeing down $33 million to fire him, but the $5 million for NIL to actually get and compete and stay with guys, that's the bridge too far. Bridge too far. So coaching on the, not even, but the hot seat in quotes, can't be fun, especially when you don't have to. So I get him leaving. I don't want to. I know Nate Oates got a buyout too. I don't want to hear shit about that. They just got off the 30 something million dollars. Like, I think it's 18.
It's like 17. Yeah. I know Bomani had it earlier.
It's like Cal's was 33 and Cal was making $8.5 million a year. So I don't want to hear about what you got to pay for his replacement. He let you out of that 33. He didn't have to do that.
18. Yeah, it is 18 for Oates.
Cut that check. Stop the shenanigans. Get that over with.
Yeah, that feels easy. We'll see. Can't wait for
your next 2 years of Cal salary. Yeah. Oh,
can't wait to see what
Calipari
breaks.
back to Kentucky.
Football.
With the SMU guy, we find out he either failed the physical or never signed the contract. So that deal nullifies, which nullifies everything after it. Musselman back at Arkansas. Cal back in Kentucky. Bronny, coach of USC. I don't know what he's
saying. LeBron James still has all 4 years of eligibility. Back in college.
Right. Maybe so. J. Cole apologizing.
But, yeah. Takes all of his music off the internet. World peace achieved.
A net positive. No. They keep the mixtape, just the album. Yeah.
I wouldn't miss any of it. We will see everybody tomorrow for the full episode, recorded in a much different world than the one we live in today. So make sure you tap in there. Assuming, again, we all survive the eclipse, which is coming for us all.
See you, or not.